You're listening to Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. This is Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. That intro was a classic. That is Redbone with Come and Get Your Love. And we're playing that song today because we have a new airtime on CITR. We are back to 11 a.m. until noon on Monday. So thank you for tuning in to our first show of the year. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and I am Simshan from the Simshan Territory. And I am an uninvited guest on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And I'm joined in the studio now with CITR Unceded Airwaves regular.
This is Nikita.
And Nikita here is, you're studying gender, race?
Gender, race, sexuality, and social justice.
Oh, okay. So, sorry, I think I got your mic on now.
Oh, okay, there I am. I'm back.
Mic two, mic three. I always get confused.
Okay,
I apologize.
Yeah, I was wondering. Okay, yeah, so my name's Nikita Day. I'm a member of the Tahltan Nation, but I grew up in Smithers, which is on Wet'suwet'en territory. And like Lisa was saying, I'm a third-year student here, and I'm majoring in gender, race, sexuality, and social justice.
Excellent, and thank you for coming in today. It's going to be a co-hosted episode today, and we're doing a music show.
We are. I love music shows.
I know, and I'm so glad that you came today because I thought it was just going to be me in the studio. But no, we are going to have another co-hosted episode of Lisa and Nikita.
Yep, Lisa and Nikita.
Yep, and so to start us off, we have Roger Culti playing right now in the background. This is Rez Boogie from the album Roger Culti, which was released on April 4th, 2016. So this one's pretty new within the last year. But to start off the show, of course, as always, we just need to acknowledge what it is we'd like to do here at Unceded Airwaves. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 12. We are the Indigenous Radio Collective, and we are a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students who use this weekly airtime as an opportunity to discuss Indigenous issues and center the voices of Indigenous people.
Yeah, so self-representation in the media is something that Indigenous people don't have a lot of access to. And so this show just like aims to give Indigenous people the opportunity for some self-representation in the media. And it aims to celebrate our culture as Indigenous people and by highlighting some Indigenous role models, playing some Indigenous tunes.
Yeah, and today we have a great lineup of Indigenous artists. We've already got it going. And I, when I was setting out the track list, I was trying to set it up so that we had a bit of a theme. So today we're going to start off more rock and roll. Coming up soon, we're going to have the Blue Moon Marquee coming up in just a few minutes. But going on, we're going to have Corey Medina coming up. We have a few new artists that I found on the RPM FM website, which is a great label that actually celebrates Indigenous artists all across Turtle Island and even beyond that. So yeah, we're going to have some great tunes for you. And if you have an Indigenous artist that you think we should know about, make sure you send us a tweet using the hashtag UnceededMusic, or you can send us a Facebook message at Unceded Airwaves to let us know about any Indigenous artists that you're into right now. And we already have one request coming up for Mob Bounce. We're going to play that a little bit later on in the show, so make sure that you stay tuned.
Yeah, and if you want to get involved, you can always reach us on our social media. So you can follow us on Unceded Airwaves on Facebook and on Twitter. Everyone is welcome. Oh, you can also join our collective. Everyone's welcome to join. There's no experience necessary. And there are plenty of other ways to participate in this collective. If, if you don't want to be on the air specifically.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to get the most amount of Indigenous voices on the air. That's what the collective is all about. But if you're a bit shy to start off with, I mean, you can help us out with our social media. You can come and do videography with us. You can take photos, just hang out with us because we always like hanging out with cool people. Yeah. And we also have weekly meetings, which are going to be setting up here shortly. We just did a doodle poll, but I feel like the results are very inconclusive.
Yeah. I filled it out.
Everyone's schedules are very hectic this year. Yeah. So we're going to have to find a good time for everyone to come and meet and talk about the show. Of course, we're centering the voices of Indigenous people. And with that, we are going to play some Indigenous artists. This one's a pretty good one. Roger Colty. I'm really glad that we got Roger on the air. Mm-hmm. But up next, we have the Blue Moon Marquee. And have you heard of these guys before?
I haven't, but I was listening to the song right before we went on air, and it's awesome. I really, really like it.
Yeah, so this song actually reminds me a lot of Tom Waits. Mm. The artist has a really low, kind of grumbly and raspy voice, and it definitely just adds something to the style. So we're going to start off with this song by Blue Moon Marquee. This song is Gypsy Blues from the album Gypsy Blues that was released on June 17th, 2016. And so just check this one out. Let us know what you think about it.
In a suit of space, I need. the flame and get it warm. I want the rain to wash away. Well, I was a slave under your arms. I broke the chains of my heart. You went away.
You just heard that was the Red and Blues by Coyote Blues, which is an all native soul, rock, and blues trio, Pawnee, Lakota, and Creek. And coming up next, we have Corey Medina with The Calling. And Corey Medina is a blues rock singer from New Mexico. And she is Navajo.
Thank you. these eyes for what you see. Love, love, show me what I'm fighting for. Drown me, surround me with your presence and give me some
more. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Corey Medina with The Calling. And that song is pretty great. It's about 6.5 minutes long, mm-hmm. but I enjoyed all of it.
Yeah, I enjoyed the whole thing, yeah. Beginning to end. It's really good.
So we've had a bit of a theme going on so far, kind of like a rock, I don't know, kind of like...
Like a folky rock.
Yeah, folky rock theme, this show. But we're actually going to come up with a different genre after the commercials here. We had a request on Twitter through the Unseated Music hashtag. And so we have a request for Mob Bounce coming up in just a few minutes. But before then, we wanted to chat a little bit about what happened over our Christmas holidays or our winter breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get up to anything, Nikita?
I just kind of chilled. I went home to Smithers and hung out with my family. Caught up with some friends because it's a small town. Like, everybody goes back home for the winter break, so that was nice to see everyone again. But
I totally get that same feeling, because yeah. I always go home to Prince Rupert, and it's the same thing. Like, you know, mid-December, everything's kind of, you know, quieted down, and then December 15th hits and everyone's back for Christmas all of a sudden.
The small airport is suddenly full of people. Yes. All the students going back.
Like, yeah, everyone's back. And
it was really great. It's a nice change of pace from the city to go back to a small town.
Yeah, and just kind of be grounded. Mm-hmm. You know, you're back in your community, seeing your family and your friends. Was it really snowy in Smithers?
It wasn't when I first got there, but we had quite a bit of snow about halfway through the break. When I first got there, there was actually more snow in Vancouver than back home.
Whoa, that seems backwards.
Yeah, it was.
Smithers is like a snow hotspot because they have the mountain right there,
yeah,
the ski hill.
It's been not the best skiing weather, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was planning on going up to Hudson Mountain on December 30th or 31st. And my friends went up without me, and they told me when they got back that it was basically like a thin layer of powder over top of ice.
Yeah, but it hasn't been good. And they shut down a bunch of runs for logging, actually.
What?
So people weren't very happy about it.
Oh, wow. Yep. Interesting.
Bad season for skiing.
Yeah. And when I flew home, I was actually flying from Vancouver to Terrace because all the flights to Prince Rupert were already booked.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I ended up flying from Vancouver, made it all the way to the Terrace Kitimat Airport. But because of, it wasn't really, I think it was like 30 knot winds or something and low cloud ceiling, the plane couldn't land in the airport.
I feel like everyone from a small northern community has experienced
exactly.
Like multiple times.
So literally I was in this, I was on this flight and I flew all the way back to Vancouver.
I've definitely done that before.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Do you fly into Terrace or do you fly into Smithers?
I've flown into both. I've had to fly into Terrace a couple times because the airport in Smithers they weren't letting the planes land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember one time too, I couldn't fly out of Terrace. So the airline company ended up just busing us to Smithers to fly out of Smithers to get down to Vancouver.
Yep. Like, it's all about luck there.
Yeah, it's all about the weather and you got to... I think that was when I was coming back from reading break and I had a midterm that very Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Worth like 40% of my grade.
I remember
something
my
ridiculous.
First year that happened to me because it was coming back and there was like a snowstorm, like a freak snowstorm.
Yeah.
So couldn't get out.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Ridiculous. So, yeah. Being from the north.
Yep.
I actually went over to Loch Willams for the day, which is the community that my mother grew up in. That's the reservation that our band is
I've never been
registered out of. It's really... I don't know. I feel like it's changed a lot since the last time I've been there, because I haven't been there for a few years. But now, like, what you do is you catch a ferry that takes about 40 minutes from Prince Rupert to Tuck Inlet, and then you drive another half an hour along Tuck Inlet Road to get to Port Simpson. And yeah, this was the first time I've ever taken that road, and it's entirely paved. Usually it was like all like dirt roads and potholes, yeah, lots of switchbacks, and now it's just like kind of like leveled out, and it's nice. Nice.
Still haven't done that up to my community in Telegraph.
Yeah,
the road is
it's still dirt going up.
Yeah, it's dirt. Yeah, and it's all canyons and steep incline. Yeah,
yeah, because from Deese Lake to Telegraph Creek, it's all dirt.
Yeah,
roads.
It's an adventure, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so they paved the roads out to Loch Willems and got to go and hang out there for the day. It was beautiful, and it was like one of those bluebird days where it's just like big blue sky, and it was just like an entire, like, I just literally went there on the morning ferry and came home on the evening ferry. So I like had all these relatives I wanted to see, so I had a little itinerary, spend like 2 hours with one auntie, like hour and a half with one uncle, and then, you know, 45 minutes with one auntie, and then I was like running out of time. I was like, oh, I can only spend 5 minutes with you. And yeah, it was just, it was a really fun experience. I wish I had more time. Like, I feel like 6 or 7 hours isn't long enough to see everyone and do everything you want to do. But I'll definitely have to go back soon. So yeah, that was a pretty exciting part of my break.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. So yeah, we have more music coming up for you. So make sure that you stick around. We're going to play some commercials here. And then we have that request for Mob Bounce coming up in just a few minutes. So stay with us.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
Don't forget to take it in. To save you, those who are up against the ones who played you, who claim peace on claim land but can't make truce, even though they signed treaty. Their minds greedy, our mother earth has been bleeding. But what's new? Crack out before mother's veins gush through to this lush view of us. Oh, what's you? This is barbaric cultural practice. Repealing Bill C-51's a must do. The cons created it, the lips supported it. And you want us to trust you? Too many corporate crooks trying to climb that corporate ladder suit. And ties lost in corporate chatter, head comb to side to side. But aside, they'd rather watch if it
trick us down and repeat that pattern. It's for old souls, wise minds, and young matter. The ones who know that what they do does matter. It does matter. Enough's enough. Bad names speaking pains and no handcuffs. What? Bad names making pains and no handcuffs. What? In the flesh, my spirit asking me to go on a vision quest. I need to hear my guides, cause I've been listening less. Disappear to the woods so I can receive the gifts. I'm the earth child, dying and rebirth in the wild. I'm on my healing journey, I've been hurt for a while. If you're working with a smile, surfacing the vow, searching for your fire, I'm in the same place, creating space, the flames getting higher. My body vibrating, I am awakening my soul. Creating art to reawaken hearts to take back control. That's the place, let it go, it's in the way that it flow. Breaking chains, escaping to hold my fate's engraved in the stone. Making connections with our sisters and brothers, here to rediscover Sky Father, Earth Mother. These words hovering dimensions that will uncover the inventions of our ancestors. Traditional structures is for the future generations. Foundation in the time of internet connection. Disconnects the ancient, it intercepts the intellect, it enters us the birth. Switches us a fragrance, picking up these pieces on this earth. I'm sending prayers out of the inlet and King Colin. My skin's cold, winds blowing, my spirit's what I've been shown. It's in codes and rock and wood scrolls, totem poles. These are catacombs that are exposed in nature. Grows. We are in a state of awakening. This is your experience. Don't forget to take it in.
So you were listening to Mob Bounce with Vision Quest, and that was a hashtag unseated music request from Tara Williamson from Swan Lake, Manitoba. And we're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. This is Unceded Airwaves.
And if you have a request, you can send us a tweet using that hashtag unceded music. Or you can also try and call us. There's about a 50-50 chance we'll answer it.
But you can always give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go. You can call us at 604-822-CITR. And I think we've set up the phones that we can now answer it. So yeah, give us a call if you have a song that you want to hear. And hopefully it fits kind of our theme of kind of like a rock alternative folk theme that we have going on today. Something I wanted to incorporate a little bit more of in the show on Unceded Airwaves is a regular weather check. And I find that this is quite important, especially for the immediacy of radio. If you're listening to it live, the radio is very important for knowing current weather conditions. And I find that's very important up north, where radio is very prevalent in people's work life when they're driving around. It's always good to have weather checks just to know kind of what to expect for the rest of the day. So today in the forecast, you can expect about a 40% chance of showers. Tonight, it's going to see a low of -1, and again, another 40% chance of showers this evening, which is not good for all that ice. And
no, even just walking over to the station today was a bit precarious.
Right. And so, yeah, just make sure that you're cautious of that. Right now at the Vancouver International Airport, it is 5 degrees and it's mostly cloudy. So yeah, that's our weather check for the day. Coming up, we are going to keep going with some music. I have a song here that I found on YouTube that is actually from the CFUR CFUR, which is out of Prince George. That's their campus community radio station. And this is an artist called Saltwater Hank. And this song is Fish Cannery. And I actually know Jeremy Paul. He's another Tsimshian artist out of Prince George. And so this is one of the songs that he's put up on the internet for us to check out.
I'm really excited to hear this.
I know. I love the West Coast feel to this song. So check it out.
All right. One, two, three. Bad time. This next best thing to slave labor. I gotta find a way to make a dime. As bad as it comes, good as it gets. Bad as it comes, good as it gets. I'm working to live, but I'm not living yet. Bad as it comes, good as it gets. Summer, no one's gonna like me, 'cause I smell really gross. My face is all covered in fish slime, so don't you get too close. As bad as it comes, good as it gets. Bad as it comes, good as it gets. I'm working to live, but I'm not living yet. Bad as it comes. Well, the boss and I, we don't get along. He laughs at me 'cause I can't pay the rent. So I picked up a sockeye and swung it like a bat. And down, down, down he went. As bad as it comes, good as it gets. Bad as it comes, good as it gets. Well, I'm working to live, but I'm not living yet. Bad as it comes, good as it gets. Bad as it comes, good as it gets.
That was awesome.
There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some hope. Some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land alone. It's gotta be a crime somewhere in your heart you'll find. Our sisters and our brothers, we are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't don't poison the future away. You've gotta have a soul. Mother Earth protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. Stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
You're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. That was Ray Zaragoza, In the River, a protest song. And Ray is a Native American, Mexican, Taiwanese singer-songwriter who was born and raised in Manhattan, New York, and at the age of 14, moved across Turtle Island to Los Angeles and has been working on touring and creating music with lots of people from different walks of life. So that's one song that really resonated with me, and it's pretty new too. So
pretty beautiful current. Song.
Yeah, I think we were both mesmerized just watching the video.
Yeah, we weren't even saying anything, just listening.
Just listening. That song is also up on our Twitter page at Unceded Airwaves, and you can find it there. And before that, you heard Saltwater Hank with Fish Cannery. And you can find the entire playlist to today's show on our website at CITR.ca, and that's /unceded-airwaves. But you can just, you know, go to our Facebook page and find it there as well. But yeah, so we wanted to chat a bit about what's coming up this semester. I mean, class-wise.
Oh, for us, yeah.
Yeah.
We
could talk about it, like, existentially, like, what's happening this semester. Like,
I wasn't
super
sure
meta.
If that's what you meant at first.
But, we have some pretty interesting courses. What have you signed up for?
Well, I actually just found out that we are actually in a class together, which is First Nations and Indigenous Studies 401, which is Indigenous Film and Theater and Film. Indigenous Theater and Film
and that's with
Dorothy Nason, which I'm really excited about, actually.
I know, me too. I took one Indigenous film course at UVic with Christine Welsh. And Christine Welsh is a Métis filmmaker, feminist, and was an associate professor at UVic until she retired last year. So I got one of her last teachings of the course. It was a women's studies course, and I think it was called Indigenous Women in Film. It was such a great class. I loved it. And so that was kind of my intro to Indigenous media as a course with university studies. So I love that course, and so I'm really excited for Dory's class.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. It's probably like my most anticipated class this semester.
I'm currently signed up for 5 courses, thinking, like, you know how you always have that one course that you just don't like?
Oh, yeah.
You sign up for it and you're like, I'm not going to take this. I have to find something else. Well, I took 5 thinking I was going to drop one and just take 4 classes this semester. But I've realized that I just want to take all of them. I don't want to drop any courses. The one... of the 2 courses that I thought I was going to drop one of, were both anthropology courses. One of them was the ethnography of the Northwest Coast, which is very important since that's where we are. That's whose land we're currently on. And it focuses on this region in particular. So I find that super fascinating and interesting. And the other one is it's an anthropology of media course. And I was like, oh, I'm for sure going to drop this class. It's going to be like Marshall McLuhan heavy. It's going to be all about, you know, white social scientists who are talking about media. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to like this. And I get there and the prof is phenomenal. Like, she's done work with indigenous populations in South America, in urban settings. And a lot of the course topics include power and colonialism. And I was just like, I don't want to drop this course either. Like, they all sound so good. So
she's going with five.
I'm struggling right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, I have five too.
Yeah.
You got it.
I know. I'm just like, I don't know if I can do it. Last semester was a struggle. I almost failed Spanish. Spanish, 100 Spanish. Level Spanish. And I was like, no, I gotta pass this. So, so anywho, I'm really excited for this semester. It's going to be really great. Coming up, we have Kelly Fraser after the break, who is an Inuit artist. So stay with us.
Typhoon lead singer Kyle Morton just released his debut solo album, What Will Destroy You? And he'll be going on his first solo tour this January. Sets will feature songs from WWDY, Typhoon fan favorites, and selections from Typhoon's forthcoming album. Tickets are on sale now for his appearance at the Rickshaw January 9th.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the
Nightwatch
Show.
Well, find a good church. It'll
help you. Fight for the rights, for the rights. People fight for the rights of a people, for a people, for a future people. Una nuvi adui la nuvi lak to me. Una nuvi adui la nuvi lak to me. Tagera soakida sumu tema runa yurimada wo niruala kuti mena ni wo agaluti nirualuti tana inu kayununa inu silimanuna wo amisuni kaunini tamani lektu sumu asamata tu kissing ilanga. Hai ma humangilanga sumu te mega swamata kingulivu sugaraktui. Fight for the rights of our people. Fight for the rights of our people. For our people, for our future people. Fight for the rights of our people. For the rights of our people, for our people, for our future people.
I know in Nunavu we need a lot of things. How come we do this when we don't know what it could bring?
rich men want honey and buy our land. They're the ones with money who know they can. We don't even have enough money to compete. Barely have enough food to eat. I'll fight for my land and I won't back down. We can't take it back next time around. They make money off of our needs. Our culture is the one that bleeds. The animals won't recover from the mines. Land will become the scene of a crime. Then we're left with nothing left to die. So here I am asking, asking you why. Fight for the rights of our people. Fight for the rights of our people. For a people, for a future people.
Was Kelly Fraser with Fight for the Rights on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Unceded Airwaves broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. That song that you just heard was from the album Sedna, and that single was released for the Nunavut land referendum on May 6, 2016 in Iqaluit, Nunavut. And that song had lyrics in both English and Inuktitut, which I thought was pretty cool. And I thought it kind of paired well with the previous song by Ray Zaragoza, In the River. Both of them have very moving political messages, so I quite like that song. But kind of switching gears a little bit now, we have an Anishinaabe artist, Wolf Saga, featuring Lion. This is a cover of The Strokes. This song is You Only Live Once.
Thank you.
right. You heard Wolf Saga with You Only Live Once. That was a cover, a Strokes cover that we're playing here. That was an Anishinaabe artist. My name is Lisa Gerbov, and I'm joined in the studio with Nikita Day, and we have an unseated event to end off the show.
Yes, so today, actually, January 9th, from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m., there is an afternoon of dance happening at the First Nations Longhouse. And it will be featuring hoop dancer Dallas Arcand. And afterwards, there will be an open conversation with Dallas and filmmaker Darcy Muntreth as well. And you can find more information. We'll link it on our Facebook page, Unseated Airwaves.
Yep. So go to our Facebook page for all of that. Thanks to you, Nikita, for coming
Thank
in and
you.
Helping out with the
yeah,
show today.
For sure.
And next week, we'll be here at the same time from 11 till noon. That's all that we have time for today. This is Unceded Airwaves, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And to end off the show, we have Inuit throat singer, an Inuit throat singer, rather, who mixes dance floor beats. This is Sia and Rise with the song One.
Welcome to Synchronous.